Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and the title of my message today is tentatively, Don't Fall for Satan's Lying Wonders. We all know Satan wants to replace God. He wants the worship that is due the Lord alone. We know this from the Word of God, right? And we know Satan desperately wants to deceive us and to steal our souls from the kingdom of heaven because he's jealous that we have what he cannot have, which is salvation. So I'd been contemplating lately how Satan is going to perform lying wonders to deceive God's people in these end times. And how would we know if that's what we were looking at? So it makes sense, though, doesn't it, that he would save his biggest deceptions for these end times? And how many times does the Word warn us not to be deceived? How many types of deception does he have planned? And I don't have all these answers yet. Well, there are some clues in the Word to what kinds of deceptions he's planning. I'm going to read you some scriptures real quick. 1 John 4:1, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Obviously, that's a spirit of false prophecy. 1 Corinthians 6:9, Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. 2 Timothy 3:13, But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Now that tells you something there. Evil men and people who seduce will get worse and worse and worse, and they will not only deceive, but they will be deceived themselves. Romans 16:17 and 18, Now I beseech ye, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. That tells you something there. People that cause divisions and offenses, that's a problem. Okay? And that they don't serve the Lord, but their own bellies. And I'm not sure what that means if they serve their own belly, unless it's for a profit. And by good words and fair speeches. So by saying what somebody wants to hear and wants to believe, they deceive the hearts of the people that are simple-minded. 1 Corinthians 6:9 and 10. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit? Okay, I think I already read that. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, nor abusers, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. 2 Thessalonians 2, 8-10. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying, which lying means perverse, deceitful, and not what it appears to be, wonders. So Satan is going to do, or this is probably the Antichrist, I don't know for sure, is going to do signs and lying wonders that are perverse, they are deceitful, and they are not what they appear to be. If you look that up in the Strong's, that's what it tells you. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Let me read you this from BibleTools.org about this particular verse, especially verse 10, because they receive not the love of the truth. Those who perish do so because they do not receive, in the sense of welcome, the love of the truth. Because they do not, God will send them strong delusion so that they will believe the lie and be condemned. In reality, God is just giving them what they desire anyway. They prefer carnal delusion to spiritual reality, so God obliges them. The unrighteous in Romans 1 desire a worldview without a creator so they can be sexually liberated. God gives them over to it and lets them reap the awful consequences. The Israelites in the time of Amos did not value God's truth, so he removed it, letting them experience how miserably they fare without it. They were anything like modern Israelites. If they were anything like modern Israelites, they thought of themselves as enlightened and progressive, even as their blindness became more complete. That is by David C. Grabb from A Subtle Yet Devastating Curse. Isn't that interesting? Oh, and speaking of Amos, Amos 8:11 and 12, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east, they shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it." Notice, he did not say the word would not be with us. He said there would be a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. A famine, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. How do you usually hear the word? You listen to Bible teachers and preachers. And this verse makes me ask the question, where did all the preachers and teachers go? I'm just giving y'all stuff to think about here. Okay, some of y'all saw the post I made on Faith Life about my red wasp problem in my house. At least, this goes back at least to the third week of October, okay, that I've been fighting this. These red wasps that sting you, they should have died when we had the hard freeze, but they did not, okay? It's like the word that y'all remember. The Lord giving us a word, and he said everything was going to go into chaos and get out of order in the weather and everything else. I think that's what I'm witnessing with this. I have a hard time working with stinging insects buzzing around my head. I mean, I can't concentrate. And I have paid hundreds of dollars already for help with them. This is one of many problems that you run into with old rent houses like this. This is what makes me wish that I had my own house right here. This right here. This is old rent houses that have not been properly maintained. So, the last week or so, I've literally just walked around the house on the verge of tears. Because in Texas, when I had a problem, I could fight it and I could get victory. I knew what to do. I cannot seem to win this one. And then today, I realized that this is probably what it's going to be like when the wearing down of the saints happens, when the Antichrist rises to power. We won't be able to win no matter how hard we try or what we do. The word says he will be allowed to prevail against us for a while. Anyway, I'm doing the best I can. I'm getting very little work done on the days when a lot of them get inside the house. And I was praying about these deceptions this week, and the Lord showed me one of the ways that Satan is going to bring about a lot of deception is the spirit of Kundalini. That foul demonic spirit that actually mimics and pretends to be God himself. So I want y'all to listen very carefully. With all of this in mind, I want you to listen very carefully. I'm going to replay the End Times Deception of Kundalini show that I did. And I want you to think about what I just told you as you listen. The End Time Deception of Kundalini. Knowledge is an important key to victory, especially spiritual victories. The Bible says in Hosea 4:6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." I don't want any of y'all being destroyed for lack of knowledge, so I try to share with you whatever I find out that I think may help you. The Bible warns us against being deceived. I believe these deceptions will be far more intense and far sneakier as we continue to progress towards the end. One verse says this, Ephesians 5:6, "Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience." Many still preach not to worry about your sins, but I say we should worry and we should be doing everything in our power to stop those sins. Clearly, this verse agrees. This verse, I think, is very applicable to what I'm about to teach you. Jeremiah 29:8. "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which ye cause to be dreamed." Also, these verses, Matthew 24:21-25. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. The title of my message today, The End Time Deception of Kundalini. Kundalini is an extremely dangerous demonic spirit, one of the most dangerous I have ever encountered, and I'm going to help you understand why in this podcast. Chances are you have encountered Kundalini at some time yourself, as it was very widespread in the 1990s charismatic revival, and it is still making the rounds. Kundalini is another word for python. In all cultures, Kundalini is a serpent that winds itself around the lower part of the spine. Some people who have seen it say it has claws. Some say it has barbed claws. Some say as it rises up in a person's body, it chokes the life out of them. Pythons are like boa constrictors in that they strangle their prey to death. Many people under the influence of the python spirit experience choking sensations and shortness of breath. My friend Nicole, who is called to a deliverance ministry, was praying the other day asking the Lord about Kundalini. We've been talking about it. And if it was in the Bible, he showed her where it was. We have been researching it ever since. Let me read you the story. This is in Acts chapter 16. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which shew unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Now I'm going to read to you from Jeremiah chapter 14. Then the Lord said unto me, The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination, and a thing of naught, which means it's worthless, and the deceit of their heart. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not, yet they say, Sword and famine shall not be in this land. By sword and famine shall these prophets be consumed. Okay. In this verse, these verses in Jeremiah, this verse 14, where it says, They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination. That word divination means divination and witchcraft. So Kundalini, which is the spirit of divination, which is the same as Python, is also linked to witchcraft. Keep that in mind. As I continued to research divination, the spirit of divination in Kundalini, I also found the following. Ezekiel chapter 22. And her prophets have daubed them with untempered mortar, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, Thus say the Lord God, when the Lord has not spoken. The people of the land have used oppression and exercised robbery and have vexed the poor and needy. Yea, they have oppressed the stranger wrongfully. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Meaning the prayers are not going up by the intercessors. Okay, now let me tell y'all what the Lord showed me in these verses in this story in Acts chapter 16 about the slave girl that had the spirit of divination. She was a slave girl, by the way. And it came to pass as we went to prayer. Okay, so the first thing that we want to know here, the first thing that the Lord showed me was this spirit came to stop them from prayer, to stop them from going to prayer. Okay? All right, the second verse, verse 17, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which shew unto us the way of salvation. Now, I'm going to tell you in just a minute why Paul had a problem with that. And says that in verse 18, she did that many days, and Paul, being grieved, turned around and he cast out the spirit. Okay, verse 19. And when her master saw that the hope of their gains, the money they could make from her, was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers. Okay, they were profiteering off this slave girl having this spirit of divination. Okay, they were making money off of it. Verse 20, and brought them, and this is Paul and Silas they're talking about, and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city. I believe them dragging Paul and Silas before the authorities was retaliation by that spirit that was cast out. Verse 21, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans, which was all lies. Verse 22, and the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes. They tore off their clothes. They stripped them naked and commanded to beat them. That's what they did. And then they threw them in jail. Here's the good news. When they threw Paul and Silas in jail, what follows this is the story where they were in jail and they sang praises to God, and God shook the prison with the earthquake, and they got miraculously set free, and the guards got saved. Okay, now, there are several things I want to share with you about this spirit that the Lord showed me, and I want you to be aware of it and how it works so you can recognize it and avoid it. The purpose of this spirit, this is what the Lord told me today, the purpose of the spirit of Kundalini is to replace the Holy Spirit in your life and eventually to kill you. And I'm going to explain exactly how it does that. The first thing, as I said, they were going to prayer, okay? They were going to prayer. This spirit wants to get Christians away from prayer, away from what they're supposed to be doing, but especially away from prayer. So why was Paul so upset that this woman was crying out? Because it sounded like she was advertising for him, right? Well, here's where this translation of the sentence is just slightly askew, just enough. The Greek word for the in verse 17, and that being verse 17, let me get my paper here, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. There are two different Greek words you can use there. One means the and one means a. And the one in that verse is the one that means a, not the. Which means that what she was saying was, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which shew unto us a way of salvation. Meaning one of many ways. Meaning their God is one of many gods. See the difference? I always wondered why Paul got upset at her for saying that. That's why. Okay, this spirit leads Christians ever so stealthily away from the full and complete truth of the Word of God. Okay, and something you will learn about Satan if you study the way he deceives people is he will put just enough truth in with a lie to make it to where a Christian will believe it. Oh, well, that's true, so the rest of it must be true too. Wrong, 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 wrong. Okay, remember that this slave girl's masters were profiteering off of, they were making money off of this demon being on this girl, okay? In every case I have seen where I am sure the spirit is present, it is linked to profiteering or getting large sums of money for false miracles and false words. This spirit produces false signs and wonders. Let me tell you how to recognize a false sign and wonder from a real one. These are miracles that have no real purpose. They are healings that revert and they're no longer healed. They're gold fillings in teeth. Why would God give you a gold filling? In the Azusa Street revival, which was a true revival of God, he just replaced the whole, people's teeth would grow back brand new and all their teeth would be gone. And there was this one lady and she would put one finger on their gum and one tooth at a time would grow. A whole healthy new tooth, not a gold filling. God gets no glory from gold fillings. Crying statues.
Crying statues serve no purpose other than to draw people's attention away from God, which is exactly what Kundalini and Python do. The gold dust falling, that draws attention away from God, okay? This spirit tries to get people to seek and chase after signs and wonders, not the living God. Are y'all following me? Okay, another thing that Kundalini does, this spirit goes directly for a person's emotions. Let's say that you have a friend and that friend got, let's say somebody laid hands and prayed for them and that spirit of Kundalini, they allowed them to lay hands and pray for them and the spirit of Kundalini got on them. All of a sudden, they're real euphoric. They're acting kind of floaty, almost like they're high, but they're real happy. This spirit produces that euphoria because it goes after the soul. It causes a Christian, because this spirit preys on charismatic Christians because it's trying to mimic the Holy Spirit. It's trying to replace the Holy Spirit. So you're no longer worshiping God. You're worshiping what the spirit produces. And this spirit is not God, y'all. It causes the person to feel a euphoric joy. And when they feel that, they think they're in God's presence, because that's how God's presence makes you feel. This is the spirit's biggest weapon against charismatic Christians who are guided by their feelings. We cannot be guided around by our feelings, y'all. We can't be led around by our emotions. Our emotions are probably our number one enemy. Watchman Nee said emotions were the believer's number one enemy, and I think he was right. Either the emotions or the flesh. Kundalini likes to cause Christians to be embarrassed because they can discredit the Christians that way. Okay? Paul and Silas were proclaiming the way, and this slave girl was saying they were proclaiming a way, which was in direct opposition. They were teaching about the one true God. They were dragged before the magistrates, which is like being carried to the police station, falsely accused, stripped naked, and publicly beaten. How embarrassing would that be to have all your clothes stripped off and be beaten out in public? And here you're supposed to be the good guys. Then they were thrown in jail, declared guilty and thrown in jail, and they weren't even guilty. This spirit follows wherever the Holy Spirit is manifesting, because its assignment is to replace the Holy Spirit in the lives of as many believers as it can. And it was the Lord who told me what its assignment was, because it produced so many effects. I'm like, okay, Lord, I don't understand what the assignment is. This spirit calls attention to itself, okay? Like the slave girl was crying out was doing, it takes the focus off God. It gets people away from prayer. It will manifest by doing something. Whenever the spirit is moving in a church and Kundalini is present, Kundalini will do something to put the focus on itself that is out of order, to draw the attention away from the Spirit of God and what God is doing. Like all demons, it hates the presence of God. This is when you will see it manifest the most, is when God is moving. And these are the people you will see it attack, the people that are moving in the things of God. People affected by this spirit are always people that are trying to serve God. This spirit does not mean they are not saved. It means they have a demon on them. Their heart is to serve God, but the spirit of Kundalini just gets them off track. Now, for another very dangerous truth, this is scary. I had heard that this demon made people very ill. A lot of illnesses and diseases are caused by demons. And the rumor was it does, and that it does this by affecting the immune system. Then I remembered that it's coiled at the base of the spinal cord. So I did some research on the spine, and I found an article from last year about a new link between the spinal cord and the immune system. The article states that people who have spinal cord injuries tend to get more infections. It's very common. The thing that most commonly kills a person with a spinal cord injury after they've had it is pneumonia. And they thought that was because they couldn't move around. You know, lack of mobility. So they couldn't cough and whatever. But now they're saying that not only is movement limited by the spinal cord trauma, but the immune system movement also is. So they summarize that spinal cord trauma diminishes the body's capacity to defend itself against infections. Now, in Eastern countries, there are people who think Kundalini is a good thing, especially those involved in yoga. They teach people how to awaken Kundalini. There are some videos out there, like on YouTube, that talk about people who have awakened this spirit and something went terribly, terribly wrong, and they became very ill or became disabled, etc. Okay, now we've talked about how to recognize when Kundalini is manifesting. I hope that the next time you see it acting out in church or manifesting, you'll know at least what's there. Now let's talk about how to protect yourself from it and how to get delivered if there's any chance that you have it. To protect yourself from Kundalini, rebuke and renounce any words, prophetic words, dreams, visions, or miracles that are not from the one true living God. This means any you have believed and any that have come through you. Pray this often. Pray it every day. Pray it twice a day. Whatever God leads you. This spirit produces false prophetic words, false prophetic dreams, false prophetic visions, and false miracles. Do not, I cannot stress this strongly enough, do not let just anybody lay hands on you. This is the way this spirit most often transfers, and this is how it spread so rampantly in the 90s, y'all. Pay attention to the witness of God's spirit within you. If you are saved, and I assume if you are listening to me, you are saved, because if you're not saved, you probably can't stand listening to me. The witness of God's spirit is in you. And whenever you come in contact with truth, you'll feel a little quickening or a little, you know, like kind of like a happy feeling in your midsection, okay? Or you'll get Holy Ghost, we call them Holy Ghost goosebumps. If you encounter something demonic, if your discernment is real strong, you may feel nauseous. You may feel like you're going to be sick. You may feel what's called a check in your spirit, and that's a feeling to pull back from that. It's a feeling like, oh, I don't want anything to do with that. Something's amiss there. Something's wrong. You feel like something is wrong or something's out of line or something is in error. Do not ignore that feeling, okay? Do not ignore it. That is God's gauge for telling you if something's good or bad. Okay? And the further we go into the end times, this may be the only way you can tell. I narrowly escaped getting this spirit on me not too long ago. And the only way I knew this is what it was is because of discernment. Praise God's holy name. The only way I knew not to get involved with it was the discernment kicked in and said, this is not me, this is not me, this is not me. Okay. If somebody is telling you that they've heard this or that from God, and they heard you should do this or that, and you get a check or a drawing back in your spirit, do not participate. I don't care who gets mad at you. Do not participate. You step back from that thing and you don't have anything to do with it. A check is when you feel like something is amiss, something stinks, something's not quite right. You can just tell something's not quite right. You may not know what it is, and you don't have to know what it is. God's Spirit's telling you something's not right, and it may be something you cannot see. That is discernment. Okay? Do not accept what that person is saying. Do not get in agreement with it. If you agree with something from Kundalini, that spirit has access to you. Okay, as soon as you agree with it, anytime you agree with a demon, it has access to you. You went into agreement with Satan. Tell them you'll pray about it, and then if you can, get away from them. Be careful not to judge the person who is afflicted with the spirit. These are people who are really trying their best to serve God, and they really think they are. It's very hard to get someone delivered once a Kundalini gets a stronghold, because the people honestly believe they're hearing from God. They've got all, you know, they've got the chill bumps. They've got, you know, not the chill bumps, but, you know, they've got the high, happy feeling. And, you know, they think they're in God's presence. They think you're not hearing from God. Okay? Pray for them. Do not judge them, but pray for them. One of this Spirit's goals is to make people not believe in any of the gifts of the Spirit by manifesting fake ones. And then when people find out, oh, that was fake. Oh, they didn't keep their healing. Oh, they lost it as soon as they left the meeting. Oh, well, then that wasn't even, then that must not be real. You must not be able to get healed. If you see enough fake diamonds, you eventually end up believing there's no real ones. There are real manifestations of all the gifts: healings, tongues, being slain in the spirit, prophecy, holy laughter, visions, feeling God's presence. All these are real and they are powerful, which is exactly why Kundalini wants to draw you away from them and get you to believe in the fake ones, in the imitations, because the devil knows that the gifts of the spirit are real. I have personally never witnessed real holy laughter. I've witnessed the fake holy laughter, and it, I had been saved less than 6 months, I think, when I witnessed it, and immediately my spirit goes, and it sounded like it was mocking God. I was so angry. I never went back to that church. That was in Louisiana. Trips to heaven really do happen, as well as trips to hell, but as one YouTube preacher said, if they're taking more trips to heaven than Paul and John the Revelator, we got a problem. And he's right. You cannot come and go to heaven at will, and there are people who say they can do that. That's not God, y'all. Because if we could come and go to heaven at will, nobody would come back here if they could go to heaven. Why would they? Okay, remember this. If your body is doing something you cannot stop it from doing, like shaking uncontrollably, shaking your head uncontrollably, or jerking, that is not God. God is a gentleman. He does not force things on us. Yelling in church, barking like a dog, mocking laughter, none of that is God. That is not God. Kundalini produces false visions and dreams, as well as false prophecies. In someone where Kundalini has a hold, you will see usually profiteering. They will try to extort large sums of money out of you for those things. Oh, God's telling me right now, you can get healed if you send me $5,000. That sort of nonsense. Okay, how to get free of Kundalini? Rebuke and renounce the spirit in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke and I renounce the spirit of Kundalini. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke and renounce the spirit of Python. I rebuke and renounce the spirit of witchcraft in Jesus' name. Renounce every agreement you have ever made with anything that you may have gotten through this demon. If you even think you have a Kundalini, I advise doing this and doing these prayers and these castings out, because if what you got was from God, nothing will happen. But if what you got was from Kundalini, you'll get rid of it, okay? Renounce every agreement that you have made with anything that may have come through that spirit. Coming into agreement with a demon gives it access to your life and your body and sometimes your family. Break every covenant you have made with the spirit of thinking it was God. If it was God, it won't break. So you don't need to be afraid that you'll lose God by doing this, and you will not offend God. He will be glad that you don't want anything from Satan. And do each one of these things in the name of Jesus. You only have the authority to break these things off in His name, okay? Command it to leave you and go immediately into the abyss in Jesus' name. When you cast a demon out, you need to tell it where to go. If you do not, it will stay in the room with you and wait to get back on where it got off from. Okay? I saw that back in 2008, I believe it was. Okay. Pray that God will turn everything Kundalini did to you or in your life to your good and for His glory, just like He did Paul and Silas. Okay, y'all, this is all I have for y'all today. I hope that this message has blessed you. I hope that you will heed these warnings, because this is a very serious deception. All glory to God for this revelation and this message. It's not from me, it's from Him. Thank you for listening. I hope y'all have a really blessed week. Jesus bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where all of a sudden it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are times of great uncertainty and change. They are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many of these wilderness experiences in my own life, the Lord spoke to me to write The Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led into the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving your provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax is available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com in print, Kindle, and new audiobook versions. The Wilderness Companion. Don't go into the desert without it. Are there areas of your life you just can't seem to overcome in, no matter what you try? Are you plagued by depression, poverty, anger, lust, or failure? Do you recognize your predisposition to commit the same sins committed by your forefathers? Do you want a better life? Many people live their whole lives under generational and other types of curses without understanding they can be free. Learn what the scriptures say about curses and why they are still relevant today. Learn how to defeat every one of them through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You can break the curses off your life and start experiencing breakthroughs like never before. Read about different types of curses and how to break them, including anger, a curse that causes angry outbursts in constant anger. Barrenness, a curse that causes miscarriages and prevents pregnancies. Fear, a curse that brings a plague of fear and anxiety. Illegitimacy, a curse that causes lust, rebellion, and sexual dysfunction. Get the book, Loosed from Chains of Darkness, Destroying Curses Through the Power of the Cross. Available now on Amazon.com, in print and Kindle. Loosed from Chains of Darkness, and be free.